asymptomatic spread of coronavirus, according to the WHO, is very rare. Of course, now everybody is stumbling over themselves to say, no, it's still bad. It's still dangerous. You're still going to die from it. Too late, Holmes. Too late. Because cat's out of the bag. You pretty much affirmed what we all already knew. Is that we knew that coronavirus was not as dangerous as some would have us be led to believe. Especially when I look at when thousands of people in Hollywood over the weekend not practicing social distancing, wearing the little cloth masks, even though everybody has them under their chin. Nothing. Oh, that's because I forgot coronavirus has a conscience. Coronavirus has the conscience that allows you to just get skipped over. I'm coming for you. I'm coronavirus. Oh, are you protesting? Never mind. I'll just take a right and go. Where's a white supremacist? I'll go infect them instead. No, that's not how it works. But we'll talk about that. And then after, I missed this story yesterday, but it's an important story, so I'm going to talk about it. There is a black lawmaker in Arizona. I mentioned it yesterday, but I forgot to report on it. Representative Walter Blackmun, who is a lawmaker in Arizona in the Arizona legislature, wants Black Lives Matter to be labeled as a terrorist organization. But he's black. Shouldn't he want Black Lives Matter to be supreme? No. Why? What is the counter to Black Lives Matter? Strong black men. Which is why Black Lives Matter hates them so much. Masculinity defeats Black Lives Matter. Which is why I got called out for my toxic masculinity when I called out Black Lives Matter, because it's a female movement. It's a feminine movement. So once again, I have another example of a strong black man coming out and saying, yeah, Black Lives Matter is crap. It's no good. And then bottom of the next hour, let's see. North Korea is going to sever the hotline with South Korea. Most people looking into this are just saying the North Koreans are a little upset that nobody's paying attention to them. In our gun news, New York doctors can decide whether you own a gun or not. These are the same people that told you coronavirus is going to kill you. But you can't own a gun because that's dangerous. You can't own a gun that's dangerous, but coronavirus is going to. I'm sorry, yes. Thank you. Because I was struggling with it. It's a feminist movement, not a feminine movement. Very, very good difference. I will correct it. It is a feminist movement. But yeah, in gun news, the same doctors who were telling you, stay home, we stay here, so you stay home, and then grabbed their lab coats and ran out to go protest, are going to decide whether you can own a gun or not. Portland police chief panders to, I don't know, like alpha level pandering, right? The top of the top notch, the top of the top, the best pandering you can ever do. She is the police chief of Portland and then is like, I'm a white female. There is a black lieutenant under me. You get to be police chief now. I'm resigning. I mean, that guy got put in a pretty tough spot because if he says no, there's no police chief. But I kind of wish he was like, nah, I'm good. Imagine that. Imagine having your job given to you. Because I don't know anything about this police officer in Portland. I assume as a black man in Portland, he wanted to serve and protect and be a part of his community. And they're like, you're chief now. Oh, is it because I'm the best at the position? No, it's because you're black. That's got to be twice as insulting. Here, take the position, black one. It's like if a black guy's walking around the playground and you're like, hey, we need a fifth guy for our basketball game. You're black. You must be good at basketball. Dave Chappelle has a great joke about it. It's way too long, but it's essentially what he says. He was in a different country, and these people, it was around the time of the Dream Team, the 92 Dream Team, and they were like, black man, play basketball with us. He's like, what are you talking about? It's the exact same thing. You be police chief because you're black. What? It's like making a Mexican in charge of Taco Bell just because he's Mexican. Oh, well, obviously, I don't know anything about tacos, so let's give the job to a Mexican person. It's so racist. Yet to then, they're like, oh, we just saved everything. And then at the top of the third hour, I'm going to start at the top of the third hour absolutely taking the hammer to this virtue signaling white guy, this virtue signaling professor at SMU. He just had this published at Newsweek. I was arrested for the same reason as George Floyd. I lived, and that's white privilege. Really? Really? How about the white privilege of using this dead man to further your career? To use this dead man, this dead black man, to get yourself published, to get yourself notoriety. You're standing on the back of this dead black man. You're no better than the racist you seek to take down. You're gonna lecture me about white privilege. Shut it. All right. We'll talk about all that. And if you want to call me at 844-527-8723, crusadechannel.com/chat, CHAT, if you want to get a comment or two in. Oh, yeah, I forgot. HBO Max, the writer for 12 Years a Slave, is now calling on HBO Max to take down Gone with the Wind just for a little while until it's okay to put it back up. They want to remove, I may have to go out and buy a physical copy of Gone with the Wind before they make it illegal. And don't think that that won't be targeted. John Nolte of Breitbart, because I was inspired by Joe and Joe yesterday referencing John Nolte and John Nolte's articles. By the way, they were fantastic. So was Aaron Barker. Man, we have such great content on this channel. You just got to slog through mine. anyway, come on, folks. It's part of the gig. It's part of my shtick. Just go with it. And also, Daniel Radcliffe is all about the transgenders, right? Because J.K. Rowling is apparently hit the blank you money that she's just going off on everybody. She essentially said there's only two sex, man and woman. So Daniel Radcliffe says transgender women are women. All right, Harry Potter. You going to step up and date one? I'm waiting. Harry Potter and the Secret Surprise. That's what you're going to be on your first date. You keep it up. I believe transgender women are women. Would you date one? That's gross. he probably is in the chat room. That's fantastic. All right, so that's what we have here on the program. Great show, chock full of content. Can you people please go to MikeChurch.com/shop and buy the amazing Father's Day gifts that Mike has procured for you? Either the Chivalry Box or the Humidor set. Right? Come on. These things are amazing. Go there, MikeChurch.com/shop. So I talked about it. Transitioning back to the daily number, right? Our number of the day. I got to find a catchy phrase for it. I'm working on it. 72% is our number of the day. Maybe I should call this segment, for those of you that have been listening for a long time, our significant digit for the day. I think we'll go with that. our significant digit for the day is 72%. That's the number of voters in the Just the News Rasmussen poll that have a favorable view of the police department. A favorable view of the police department. That's right. And this was published yesterday afternoon. That's right. It's our significant digit, not our number of the day, our significant digit. So let's get to this by Carrie Sheffield of JustTheNews.com. Even in the midst of heightened racial tensions after the death of Black American George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis police, 72% of American voters, including 51% of Black voters, have a favorable view of their local police department. Yeah, I know. Favorable is a word that's a little weird, but let's dig into this a little bit more. It's important to note that a majority of voters in every demographic group have a favorable opinion of their local police department. There are differences, of course. Rural voters are more positive in their assessment than urban voters. Whites more positive than Blacks, but it would be a mistake to focus on the differences of degrees while ignoring the common ground. Bob Woodson, a prominent Black American activist for Black empowerment, told Just the News that he was troubled by the disproportionately negative media coverage of police and noted that even though Floyd's death was predominantly covered by the media, there was comparatively little media coverage of the death of David Dorn, which Mike Church and the Mike Church Show has been pushing and relaying to you so David Dorn's memory doesn't die in vain or doesn't just go into thin air. Woodson says the media really hypes what a minority of Black elites advocate. But again, I never believe that upper income Blacks who live in gated communities and send their kids to private schools like Ice Cube, he's all over the place. Ice Cube sends his kids to private schools. I think it's 50% of the Black congressional caucus sends their kids to private schools, minimum.